Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to our brand new podcast, Made by Mamas. I'm Zoe Hardman.
And I'm Georgia Dayton.
And we are back, still talking, still discussing, and still covering all of the subjects related to motherhood. We're really excited to be here again, and we cannot wait for you to hear all of the chats taking place in this series. For those of you that don't know us,
we met a few years ago when we were pregnant, and now 3 kids later, and with one, a bun in the oven.
It's cooking in there. We've got more interesting subjects, topics that we're discussing, and all of the stuff that maybe perhaps
you might be scared to talk about.
Yeah, you might be scared to talk about. Well, we're here. We're lifting off the lid. We've got some great guests this series. So yeah, sit back and let's get on with it. So this week we are discussing being a first-time mummy.
Yeah, so we are rewinding a couple of years and trying to remember how we felt and what it was like in those first, I guess, six or seven weeks.
Yeah, the really scary parts. Because that is, I mean, for me personally, obviously having a baby and feeling that kind of wave of emotion and love for this tiny little thing was the best feeling in the entire world. But I was then hit with some quite serious post-baby blues.
Yeah, I think it's like a bit of a roller coaster, isn't it? Because you're getting the ultimate high of when your baby comes along and you've sort of accomplished the pregnancy and the birth. But then it's a whole new chapter starts. And it's something that I don't think many people are prepared for. So what was it like with you?
Yeah, I think the first couple of weeks you're in this real intense bubble and people are sending cards and flowers and you're looking at this tiny creature and you're sort of getting your head around breastfeeding, and then the quiet, you know, in inverted commas, happens and you're left. And for me it was very hormonal. I would like lock myself in the bathroom and cry for hours and hours. My husband was like, oh my gosh, what is going on with you? And, you know, trying to really understand it. But these waves of emotion would hit me and I was really out of control with it for a while. I felt actually makes me feel quite emotional thinking about it now. It was like a really hard time for me because I was trying to get my head around being a mum, which I absolutely loved, but I also just felt on the floor with the blues.
Yeah, well, because obviously you're sleep deprived as well, which never helps, does it, when you're trying to, you know, get your mind, you know, help, when you're trying to make your mind healthy, being sleep deprived is just awful.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to almost see straight.
I mean, I think I knew that it wasn't postnatal depression. I think I knew deep down that it was hormonal and that the balance would then peter out. But at the time, it's really scary because I'm one of those people that's quite controlled with their emotions, you know.
Yeah.
I normally have my stuff together a little bit, and this time was like, oh my God. And I think a lot of women experience that.
Yeah, they do. Did you? I didn't really, but as I've said before, I had a lot of support. My mum was there for the first 6 or 7 weeks.
Wow.
I really only had to concentrate on looking after Axel. And I think if you can have that, it's amazing, because it's just that extra weight off your mind, isn't it? Of not having to cook or to, you know, make a cup of tea, just to have somebody there doing that. And that is very unusual, really.
And you have me down the road.
And I see you down the road, exactly. But no, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there were days where I literally remember thinking, what the fuck have I done? What am I doing? Is this for me? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm handing in my notice on this
it.
Job.
I've resigned.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong, but I didn't have those, you know, like, as you say, like those waves of hormones. I didn't really feel that, but I definitely felt down sometimes. And But yeah, I mean, everyone's so different.
Do you know what? It's weird because obviously I've 5 months ago had my second baby, and I thought this time round that I was like, right, I'm going to be armed with it because I know it's going to come. And I kept saying to my husband before we had Kit, I was like, I know I'm going to feel blue and it's going to be days when I'll be crying. And it happened again. And I was still like, oh, why am I crying? I can't cope with this. It's like, no, you know why you're crying, because it happened last time. But it got into my head again this time round, and I was like, you know, jealous and up and down and firing off and angry and all sorts of things. My husband's like, oh, the hormones are kicking in again. So yeah, even though you know it's happening, it still can be quite scary.
Exactly. But also, I don't think anyone really tells you that's going to happen. Yeah. So you were fortunate that you knew the second time around that it was coming. But I don't think anyone really warns you about it. It's not really something people talk about a lot. I mean, it's just
one of those things.
It's one of those things.
What was the biggest, I guess, piece of advice that anybody gave you about being a first-time mum?
Was to be relaxed and to not take anything too seriously. Mm-hmm. So I never really put too much pressure on myself, whether I was going to breastfeed or bottle feed or whatever. I just kind of took it each day as it came. And yeah, I just didn't really put too much pressure on myself. And I'm really, really glad that I didn't do that.
You are a really relaxed mum.
No,
you are my mum-spiration still. I remember when we went to the park once in Cheltenham, and it was like a fairly cold day, and we went out and your husband James was there, and like Luna was there with like a hat on and she had like a baby grow, and Axel was in a t-shirt and he didn't have any socks on, and your husband was like, look at Zoe, look at Luna, she's got her winter gear and Axel's got his socks on. And you were like, yeah, he'll be all right. And he was absolutely fine. He was not cold at all.
I'm the mum who forgets like nappies and wipes, and people are like, oh my god, what are you gonna do? I'm like, I'll just go into a shop and buy some.
Use loo paper, don't worry about it.
It's fine, we're all gonna survive in this.
Yeah, you are brilliantly chilled.
So that's probably my main thing. How about you?
Sleep when they sleep.
Oh yeah, that's a really good one.
Well, I love that phrase, because it's like, oh, they're having a nap, I'll have a nap. Problem second time round is that you can't do that.
Oh gosh, no, not of course you can't.
Actually, I've timed it so both of them are sleeping at lunchtime at the same time. So if I've ever got any time in the day, as soon as they go to sleep, I'm like that. The ability to nap is deep within me.
That's what you need to learn before you become a mum. Yeah. How to nap anywhere, at any occasion.
And also, you can never have too many muzzies, sleeping bags or baby grows.
Yeah, definitely baby grows.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, that is one thing that if I was to tell a pregnant person now, is to not worry about all the clothes. Just go to M&S and buy like packs and packs and packs of white baby grows.
Yeah.
Because then you know where you are with them.
Yeah.
And they always look cute in them too.
And when you have your second baby, if it's, you know, boy or girl, pink or blue, you're in white anyway, so it's fine.
Although, do you know what? One of my good mates is pregnant at the moment, and for her like baby shower, I went to Arquette, my new favourite shop, and I was like, oh, you know, beautiful cotton baby grows, and I bought her the wrong colour, so he's a boy, and I bought him a pink baby grow.
It's all right, we're gender fluid on these podcasts.
I
anyway.
Know, but not the baby shower. She was a bit like, what?
She's got it wrong, that's her baby brain. Well, listen, this week we have got the ultimate new mummy in the studio. She recently given birth. She is literally looking unbelievable.
Her
who is
baby
it?
Is seriously cute too.
It's Vogue Williams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, in the studio with us today, She, well, not only is she one of the most beautiful women in the world, she is an amazing television presenter. She is also a DJ. And to add to her many talents, she's now an incredible mummy, just by looking at her now, to the amazing Theodore. It is the brilliant Vogue Williams.
Hey, that was a nice welcome.
I do good intros.
Yeah, not she true, does. Most of that. But thank you. I'll take it. Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you.
We're actually sitting looking at little Bubba right now.
Yes.
He's being the little dreamboat, as always.
He is.
Vogue, how are you getting on?
I absolutely love it. It's the best thing I've ever done in my whole life. It's just my whole world now just revolves around him. I've become one of those mums that just wants to talk about mom stuff all the time, and I can't help myself. But I absolutely love it. He's brilliant. I think we got a really good baby, though. He's a good sleeper. He's a good eater. So it's been great. I'm a bit wrecked today, though, to be honest.
You don't look it. You seem to have really taken to it.
Yeah. Well, I wanted, like, both of us really wanted children for quite a while. I wanted kids for years and years, so I just couldn't wait for it. And he's like my real life doll now that I get to dress up in mine and everything. I mean, it's tough. It is tough. It's exhausting. It's nonstop. And I'm breastfeeding him, so that really is nonstop. But I've heard it all gets a lot easier. So I'm waiting to hit that point with breastfeeding where it gets easier.
Yeah, go on. It looks like you're really taking to it. But can you talk us through the birth and how he came into the world?
So I did all those bump classes, which were great, but I had decided that I wasn't going to have a birth plan. I would just wanted to, in my mind, I was going to go in, I was going to have the epidural if I needed it, and that was just going to be the way it was going to be. And I might have a bath if I felt like getting in the bath. I just knew that things could go very differently, which they did end up going for me. I had to get induced, which I'd heard bad things about, so I wasn't really looking forward to that. But I got induced, and then labour came on, and so I was induced at about 8 a.m. I went into labour at about 12. They broke my waters, and then at 6 that night I got the joyous epidural, which was just
the dream.
It was unbelievable.
So were you having contractions between the 12 o'clock waters breaking?
I did 6 hours of contractions, and they were so painful. But now when I think about it, I'm like, I can't remember where the pain was. I can't really describe the pain to people. But then I got the epidural and it was totally fine. I was just watching the contractions come and go, and it was easy. I was texting people, falling asleep, eating. Like, it was great. But then it got to around 3 a.m. and the doctor said that I'd only gone 9 centimetres, and she said that he was getting really upset and that we would have to do an emergency C-section, which is really not what I wanted to do, but obviously you just have to do what the doctor said. So we all got ready for surgery. Spencer got in his scrubs. I was wrecked at that stage, so we just sort of went over. I was upset. I didn't cry or anything, because I was just like, whatever has to be done has to be done. But then we got there and I got to 10 centimetres and I was able to just push and no C-section. So it was all great in the end.
That is a really good outcome.
That is.
What sort of a birthing partner is Spencer? How was he in that environment?
He absolutely despised the 6 hours of contractions. I didn't see him that much, to be honest. He kept coming in and out of the room, and then he arrived in the room at about, I think, 4:30 when I was like peak pain. He goes, "Oh, your mum's here. Will I send her in?" I was like, no way. I was crawling around the floor. I had the TENS machine. I had my sister's playlist on, and that all, you just forget about all that stuff. I was just trying so hard to get on the gas and air. But yeah, it is quite a hard pain. But I will say that people really terrified me about childbirth, and I don't think it's as scary as all the stories that you do hear.
This is a really good point to make at this point, because people do really enjoy sharing their scary birth stories.
I don't understand why, when you're pregnant, people choose that time to tell you everything that went wrong with theirs. It's like, tell me like after, or like a few years before I've even thought about having a baby, but not as I'm already here and I can't even go back.
You have to do it.
You've got to do it.
I do think there's something about being armed with all of the possibilities, though. Like, people were saying to me, "Oh yeah, hypnobirthing, you'll give birth in the water and it'll be this really zen moment," and it just wasn't. It was hideous. And I just wasn't prepared for any other eventuality the first time round. So I
did
think,
you do hypnobirthing?
Oh yeah, I was so into it.
Yeah, Zoe did all the hippy whippy stuff.
Oh no. You see, a girl wanted to come over and teach me that, and she said I would be 10 hours doing meditation, and I was like, no thanks, babe.
No?
No, I couldn't do it. I don't have the attention span for that. I just don't. I leave in yoga, I leave at the meditation part. I'm like, oh, sorry, I have a meeting, I have to go. I can't stand it.
Some people are into it and some people are not.
Yeah, to be fair, I do admire anyone who does that.
That's amazing. Did you get an epidural?
So,
please say you got one. Oh,
so the first time round, after 3 days of labour, by the way, the second time round, I just used the hypnobirthing, the actual breathing to help me with the pain. And then after like 6 hours, I got the epidural, which was perfect. Yeah. So I sort of did what you did, really.
Oh, maybe I could have done with that breathing, to be honest. I was not doing good breathing on the cast of air. I probably should have done that.
And then what was that first feeling like for you when you held him?
Oh, God, it was just, it's indescribable because you're looking at him and it's like, my first thought was, he looks exactly like the picture we got of him because we got one of those 3D scans. But you're just so excited and you're so happy. And then seeing Spencer with him, it was just, it was amazing. I just couldn't, like, I couldn't believe he was there. I couldn't believe the size of him either. Like, how do they live inside?
Did you have any idea how much he was going to weigh?
I knew he was going to be tall, long-limbed. But she said he's just an average baby. But I was sick in Spain in the summer and she was trying to tell me that I had my dates all wrong because he'd be enormous for a baby of his age and I had the dates right. So she was right. So he was big, but not. 9 pounds isn't that big, but it was bigger than what we thought he was going to be.
Big enough.
And yeah.
Did you have any tearing?
No, I didn't.
Oh, unbelievable.
So
do you know what? I was like swearing at this thing. They told us to get this in the bump class. It's called an Epino. I hated using it. I used it for twice the amount of time that I was supposed to for like 3 weeks before the birth. It's basically like a balloon that you put inside you and you do your Kegel exercises on it. Then you blow it up and it's like it exercises you. It sounds absolutely
rank.
You
put a balloon inside your vagina.
Well, when you're pregnant. Vagina?
When you're pregnant.
Right, yeah.
So lube is essential, by the way. The first night I did not use it. But it really worked. It gets your muscles ready for it, I suppose. That's what it's supposed to do, but it really, really worked for me. So I was glad that I did use it because I was quite terrified of just really tearing quite badly.
Yeah.
So I think not tearing has been really good in my recovery. I haven't had... Now, in fairness, it still is painful down there, obviously. Mm.
Yeah, well, when you think about what's happened,
£9 of it. Yeah. And then what was it like when you took him home? So you decided that you were going to try and breastfeed. You're still breastfeeding?
Yeah, I wanted to breastfeed, but I knew it could be really hard. So I didn't know if it was going to happen. So and then my nipples were so sore for so long.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he took to it really well. So I was lucky, but he took... I used top up formula in the hospital because obviously he's only getting what's it called again?
I know what you mean.
It's colostrum.
Yes.
Colostrum. Yes. I lost my brain entirely.
So I have. So he was only getting that and then I just gave him top ups of those mini Aptamil bottles. So I'm not against formula at all. I think it's great and I think that was really helpful for him because he learned how to use a bottle as well.
Yep.
So that's what we did in the hospital. And then once my milk came through, oh my God as well, by the way, your boobs.
I know.
They're like hot rocks of lava. They're so huge as well. I'd never want implants. They looked terrible on me.
Oh, so this is really interesting. Yeah. We discussed this. I loved my boobs.
Yeah, Zoe loved her boobs.
When the milk came in. Like, I've got so many sort of trying to be sexy photos of me in a bra with my boobs out here, but Georgia didn't like
us. I hated it. No. Absolutely hated it.
I didn't like it.
My husband went away for, like, the night, and then he came back, and he was like, I've walked into Katie Price. He couldn't believe it.
That's what you think. It's so enormous.
I know.
But, his feeding's been going quite well, so. I heard 6 weeks is the dream point.
And where are we now?
Four on Wednesday.
Amazing.
He's already gone to half an hour of feed though, because it was an hour and you're sitting there for hours.
Hi, little man. He's like, feed, huh? What now?
Food. Not till four.
And how is your mental state? How are you feeling? Are you having any post-baby blues?
No, but I did hear when your milk came in, you got really teary and I did get really teary. Mm. I got really teary that too many people were coming around and it really bothered me, and yep. like I was crying about the most stupid things. So you do get like that, but I don't have any post baby blues at the moment. No,
that's good.
That's so
good
interesting when you say about people coming round, yeah. because everyone always tells you before, like, you know, just be on your own for a couple of weeks, and you know, just get all your stuff together, and then invite people to visit. But you don't, do you? Like, no. I was inviting everybody round. I wanted everybody there, yeah. and then after about 2 weeks, I was suddenly like, no, I want everyone to go away
too
now.
Too many people, yeah. But yeah, we just had so many visitors, which is really, really nice as well. But I mean, like, I couldn't even, so when he would go sleep, you'd be entertaining people and you couldn't even have a nap. And I can't say to people, oh, I'm going to bed. If they're in my house, I'd feel really rude. So yeah. I did struggle with that because I was pretty exhausted the first couple of weeks. But you can't say no to people. You just, like, you can pretend that, oh yeah, I'm just going to tell people not to come over for the first, but you feel awful.
Yeah, of course.
They're really excited to meet your baby and you're excited for them to meet the baby. But I think it's good to get rid of people. I started getting rid of people about 7 p.m.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And isn't it weird that, you know, you've spent the last sort of 15 years of your life not being told to get to go to bed by your mum, but the minute you have a baby and you're a mother and she goes, go to bed, you go, yeah, no, okay, yeah, no, well, yeah. She's the only person that can tell you to go to bed.
So good, yeah.
That's funny.
Now, we do need to talk about this because it is happening to you currently. You were obviously, yeah. you know, you've bounced back. I don't like using that word because you trained throughout your whole pregnancy, but
yeah.
you do look absolutely amazing. You are glowing and you are getting quite a lot of shit online about it, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that now I'm getting loads of really nice comments as well, but they're the ones that are on my page, but the ones that are in mails and things like that, it's like you're setting unrealistic goals, and it's like, I didn't try and lose weight at all because you can't. You're breastfeeding, you need to eat more food, you're so hungry, and then you can't train because your body's not ready to train. So I think that I only put on the weight of him, and then obviously you've got your placenta, your waters are breaking, everything like that. And once my swelling went down, that it was sort of just back to normal. And I think it was because I trained the day before I went in to give birth. So, and I would have trained that morning, but we had to be in at 6 a.m. So it's what made me feel good when I was pregnant. I felt like I was stretching out my body. I wasn't training like I used to, but I was still getting moving a bit. And I think if you can do that and you feel well enough to do that, you should do it, because I really do feel like it helped me a lot in afterbirth. I think that I just, my body has gone back. It's not the way it used to be. My stomach is still odd looking, but I definitely think it helped. But I can't stand any people judging anyone, especially the parent shaming thing. Like, just, I would never judge any, I love the little noises he makes.
Oh, so cute.
I just wouldn't judge anyone for whatever way they choose to parent their child or whatever they choose to do. I know that I went to an event, I think 2 weeks after he was born.
I saw this.
Oh God, I got so much sick over it. And it's like, I went out after his 7 o'clock feed. I was home by his feed at 11 o'clock and I was going out to work. Like, that was a work event. And people just, like, so what if some people want to stay at home for 2 years, stay at home for 2 years. But I want to go out and do the odd job and enjoy work as well. And then we did, obviously, the shoot with Hello. So that was a week after he was born and people went crazy over that as well. Mm. But a lot of my jobs now coming up involve him. So
does it affect you, the comments?
They can do it, but it's particularly the ones being like, you shouldn't be leaving your child, and who are you leaving your child with? And it's just like,
Spencer, probably.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He does have a dad. Yeah, yeah. Sitting at home.
No one
with
would
him.
Say anything if he was going to events with them.
No,
that's the thing. It's so annoying.
This really gets up my
yeah,
nose.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry.
My husband was away. My husband plays football. He was away playing football like 2 days after we had Axel.
Yeah.
Did anyone say anything? No. Did I mind? No.
Also, there's not,
because it's just the way it is.
There's not a certain amount of time that is okay to leave a bit. Like, yes, it's got to be 6 months or it's got to be 5 months. Yeah, it's like, no, whatever works for your circumstances, exactly, in your family. And you're not a regular, you know, you have a different job. You do different things, and that's how you earn your money.
I knew I wouldn't want to be off work for too long. And they're saying that I'm not really taking on too many jobs, but I'm starting back pretty much full time in the next couple of weeks, and that's just my decision to do it. Now, he is involved in some of the things that I'm doing, which is great, and he'll always be with me because he has to be, because I'm feeding him. But each to their own. I think that whatever way you choose to be, like, my mum worked my whole life because she had to, and like, I get enjoyment out of my job, why would I stop? And I just think people are so easy to judge when they actually don't know anything about it. And another thing people need to understand is that Instagram is not real life. That's like 2 minutes of somebody's day. You know what I mean? People aren't having that good a day all the time. You only see the good stuff.
Are you posting the bad stuff?
I post some of the bad stuff, yeah, definitely. But like, I think people are even like, how do you get up and put makeup on? I have him in one arm usually trying to put makeup on my face. But you can't. He sleeps a lot. He's a newborn.
But
he's
also,
asleep all the time.
If it makes you feel good and you can, then why not? That's what I just don't understand. I hate that you feel embarrassed to say the good stuff, because actually we should be talking about the good stuff and celebrating the good stuff. Because if you're finding it easy, then you should say that, because then maybe that takes the pressure off, like, you know, mums to be dreading what it's going to be like if there's someone there being like, oh, actually, it's not that bad. It's quite easy.
Because I had so many people saying, you're never going to sleep again. You better sleep now. And just all the different things about how your life is going to change. And I haven't found that. I found it really amazing. I'm not sleeping as much as I used to, but I was sleeping so badly when I was pregnant that it's about the same.
Yeah.
Because you don't sleep in those last couple of months of pregnancy because you're so uncomfortable. So I just haven't slept in a few months properly.
I think it's also really important to highlight that everything is a phase. And I hate using that actual sentence, because it's like, everything's a phase. Well, now it's good and it might be not so good next week. And that's what parenting is all about. So some people listening might think, well, look, I don't have an easy baby. I've got a reflux baby, or, you know, a baby with this condition or that condition. And it can be really, really, really challenging. But it's really important to celebrate all the good.
Yeah, definitely.
Really important.
I'll probably have a reflux baby next. No, I will. That's what's going
to
happen.
That's what happens to me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's another thing, isn't it? You can have one really easy baby and then a hard baby. And so why not enjoy the easy baby while you've got the easy baby?
He wasn't easy last night now. He had three really good nights. So I was like, oh my God, he's perfect.
We've
and then last night now I'm wrecked.
So my favourite question, because I love a routine. What is your routine at the moment?
Routine, he is actually in one. So he eats at 7 a.m, which I have to wake him up for. He eats at 10, 1, 4, 7 he eats again. And then I have 3 ounces of breast milk that I top him up with so he sleeps longer.
From a bottle?
Yeah. Then I wake him up at 11 and then I feed him again and then I give him a top of 3 ounces and then he usually will go till about 6 or half 6. And that's just in the last week now he's done that. But he was only awake once in the night before that as well. But I think it's because he eats so well.
That is a dream.
Yeah, it's
that
pretty good.
That is so good. Yeah. And are you following anyone's plan?
What's her name? The Baby Whisperer? Is that what she's called? I got the book for £5 on Amazon. It's really good.
The Baby Whisperer.
The Baby Whisperer.
I think it's called that. Yeah, I have a few of the baby books because I think it's nice to even look. And I love the apps. I've got that app to like time his feeds and you remember which side he's on and like anything like that that makes your life easier. And then I just got a new one that talks about leaps, which I'd never even heard of.
Is
what,
this the Wonder Weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I bang on to you about that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called the Wonder Weeks. And it's all about phases, basically, like leaps. And they tell you, like, I don't know, like if the baby's like being whingy, it will say how many days they have like a little cloud of the days. And they say like how many days they're going to be whingy for. And it's amazing. And then like literally three days and then they snap out of it.
He's got his first one tomorrow. He starts his first leap tomorrow.
It's all their like developmental leaps. So like when they're learning to do
things. Okay, what's the app?
The Wonder Weeks.
Okay, I shall download it, ladies.
So I have turned into the like mom obsessed. I just think anything like that to make it easier. But I'm sure all that changes because I know that their sleep changes and everything like that. So I'm hoping for that glorious 7 to 7 by 6 months.
I think you're going to be fine.
We have just got there.
Did you get it?
5 months. We're night four. Night four was last night and he did it. He did 7 until 10 to 7.
That's amazing.
For the fourth
5 months.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But
so good.
Every night before that, we were like, why? And it's like, because he's a baby and he needs to feed. But, you know, it does go through your head, doesn't it? This sort of like, why won't the baby just sleep?
Oh, God.
Why me? Yeah. Why me?
We're like, we have these conversations. They're going, we can't do this anymore. You're like, no, you can. You've got to look after your baby. But look, you will get there. He's so little and he's doing so well.
Oh, and you are really super chilled as well. And I do think that really helps.
Really helps.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we got lucky. He's a good baby.
such a good baby. I want him.
But that's why, yeah, I know, he's really good. But once 4 o'clock hits, he'll start screaming for food. So.
Okay, well, we've got a few more minutes. Who was, well, let me just go back to the breastfeeding. So you're breastfeeding at the moment. What do you think your breastfeeding journey is going to look like? How long do you think you want to do?
I'm trying to go until January. And that's because we are going away. We're going to St. Bart's. At the end of December, that's where Spencer's parents live. So we're going over there for a month. And I just think with the flights and everything, it would be really easy. Mm. And that's why I'm thinking of staying till then. And do you know what? I kind of love it as well. I like that little bit of time on our own together. Mm. But yeah, I'm hoping to do that because I wasn't even sure if I could do it, to be honest. Mm. And I think now that I can do it, I can stick to it. And he is getting enough. And I mean, I hope it gets a bit quicker.
It will. Does he sleep in his own room?
No, he sleeps in a cot beside us.
Okay.
In a really good one, actually. Who's it? It's because it's like it has a slight rock, so whenever he kicks his feet,
it's not the snooze pod, is it?
It's a Stokker.
A Stokker.
Oh, yeah. We don't know this one.
It's like a sweet little one. I got the same one in Dublin, actually, which is good because he does love it. So when he kicks, it will rock a tiny bit. Great. I know you're not meant to rock them, but he loves it.
Are you not meant to rock them?
Well, I do.
Yeah. I'm literally like,
I still sway. Like, I still stand swaying. It's 2 years on.
No, it's shushing. I've actually bought a shusher. So it just goes, shh.
Oh, no about that.
So good. 30 quid on Amazon. Done.
Thing is though, mate, just to warn you, once you start getting into this white noise phase, now Kit will not sleep without the white noise machine.
Oh, really?
And he likes the hairdryer.
Oh, he loves the hairdryer. Yeah.
Do you know what? One of my best mates, she's got two boys and they loved white noise so much. We were in Barcelona last weekend. She has to bring her white noise machine with her
so she can
because
sleep.
She got used to it.
No.
Yes.
You can get a machine as well. I've got the two bears, a whisper, which is like a shh, and then one for the buggy, and I have a shusher. It's an actual, just a shusher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can't believe I bought all this stuff. But they really work.
So is there anything, any piece of advice that you would give to a new mum now, knowing what you know?
God, what would I say? Just enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I think I just want to be positive about it because, of course, we all know it's hard. We all know it's really exhausting. They're the obvious things. So just enjoy it all, which you will. And like every moment is just amazing with them. I'm convinced you're starting to smile now, but I know it's probably wind.
Well, you take those little smiles, yeah, whether it's wind
he's
or not.
He's smiling, he's so advanced.
And are there any products that you absolutely swear by? Because we've seen your Insta videos when you got the Style Sisters around and they sorted out his wardrobe. You're obsessed with baby clothes.
Yeah,
so just talk us through.
I know. I love baby clothes. I love the Style Sisters as well. They're unreal. They did my wardrobes as well. What products do I love? I haven't started really using any bath stuff on him yet because he's too small. Nappy cream, Bepanthen is really good on his little tush. He got a really sore bum. I was using wipes and I had to stop using them because I think he's too young. So I've
water
just
wipes you need.
Yeah, I have them in the bag, but I think he's really just. I just use what do they call cotton pads and water for now while I'm out, but water wipes when I'm out and about. I did try some eco nappies that didn't work, to be honest. They didn't. No. So I've gone to Pampers, which are great. And they just, no leakage or anything like that. No, baby clothes, yeah. Just want to buy them all. All of them. That's all. Like, it's my birthday tomorrow and I'm like, let's go into town and I need to get him a new coat and a new this. And Spencer's like, it's your birthday. Can we just do that another day? I'm like, no, that's what I want to do on my birthday.
And the best baby grows.
Best baby grows, Marks and Spencer.
Every time.
Plain white. Yeah. They have the little scratch mitts. They're just easy because how much washing do you do, by the way?
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love all muslins. I love the Mori
ones.
Aiden and A are really good. And the Mori are really soft as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby Mori. Oh, so yeah. Cute.
Love.
Really
good.
Cute.
Yeah.
And I can see that you've got him. He's not in a baby grey. He's got his special outfit on today. Are you
he
just
knew he was coming to see you, girls. He had to get dressed up.
He's got leopard print shoes on. I can't get over it. It's so cute.
I know, but he's going to grow out of them all so fast.
Have you got a breast pump?
Yes, I actually, do you know, oh my God, the best thing I have found. So I have the Medela for travel, and then I got the Medela one that you rent, the hospital grade one, because it's really super fast. But then I found this Hacka pump that my sister, my friend told me to get. And it's literally just a squeezy, I think it's like 16 quid on Amazon. You squeeze it and it suctions onto your boob and it is so brilliant. So I feed him on one and suction the other in the morning and it's so, so good.
Do you have to, is it a hand pump?
No, you just leave it. You just squeeze it. It's like a piece of plastic. You squeeze it and then it suctions onto your boob and just like, it's like a constant suck. So it just drains it.
Oh, wow.
They need to look this up.
So good. Yeah, really, really good.
Hacka.
Hacka, yeah, a Hacka pump.
Okay.
And my friend told me to get it and I was like, I'm never going to use that ever. And then I used it once and I was like, this is amazing.
Is really good.
And I forgot it this weekend. We went away this weekend and I had the Medela thing, but I was going to use the Hacka as well. And I was lost without it.
Okay.
That's probably my favourite thing I've
found. I love that.
Actually.
Oh, yeah, that's hack. Good. We've not heard of that.
Now, Georgia hates this subject, but I've got to get deep on it. Let's talk about sex.
You got a love right there.
Have you had sex since having the baby?
No, but we are thinking about it tonight. Yes. Weirdly enough, that's why I came in and asked you, when did you do it? It's quite terrifying. I'm scared. I think it's not going to be that enjoyable.
It's going to be like, So this is 4 weeks post-baby. You feel like you're ready?
4 weeks, yeah. 4 weeks on Wednesday, I feel like I'm ready. I've had my doctor's appointment, and I think as well because I didn't have any stitches or anything like that, it makes it a bit different. But you just went in there for 4 weeks, didn't you?
No, second time round.
Typical
Zoe. You know what you're doing. And if you feel like you're ready, I knew my body and I, you know, I'd stopped bleeding and it was fine.
Is it really sore?
It's not sore. It just feels like you're losing your virginity all over again.
Oh, no.
It just feels weird.
It does feel weird. Very clinical, I think, would be the word.
I know, because I am scared. It's not like I'm like, yay, we're going to have sex tonight. It's like, oh God, I'm so scared.
Have you found that side of things quite difficult, not being able to have sex? Because I don't know what your sex life is like, but you guys seem, you're both gorgeous. You seem, there's a big chemistry between the two of you. Has that been difficult?
I think it is hard. I like that connection and I've definitely missed it. He was quite tough to get him to do it towards the end of pregnancy though.
Oh yeah, it is though.
He really wasn't into it then, and I still was. But now we both just want to, yeah, because that is a big part of our life as well. And yeah. I think that it's important. Like, I don't know, it sort of brings a closeness.
Mm.
Like, we're best pals anyway, but like, I like having that part as well.
I completely agree with you. And I think it's essential. I'm not saying you do it at 4 weeks, 5 weeks. You do it whenever you're ready.
Yeah, exactly.
But there is a moment, even if you're absolutely knackered and you feel like rubbish, I just think that connection with your partner again is key.
Oh, definitely. Maybe do it during the day because at night, like, we're all wrecked.
Oh, yeah.
I had dinner out the other night at my favourite restaurant and honestly at about 7:30 we were both like, let's go home now.
If you can get it in the middle of the day, that's perfect. Then you don't have to do it at night. The other day we were in the bathroom, the girls were on the bed and we were like, shut the door.
Too much information.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, husband.
Get it when you can, babe.
You do it the
two,
same.
Yeah.
I know. I've got two. Oh God. But just be careful. Use contraception, please.
I know, that is quite scary. I have the pill, I haven't started taking it yet. Imagine, can you imagine?
I can't imagine. Because
I didn't love being a pregnant person, to be honest. I'd love if it was way shorter, like a week long. Because it was not my favourite thing in the world. I have to do that more times now, oh God.
Yeah, but just think.
Get a good present at the end.
Yeah, you do. You do. Although I'm quite pleased I don't have to do it again.
It's 10 months as well. I know. 9 months. What a load of crap.
Yeah, it's 10 months, isn't it?
And then 11 by the time you actually get them.
So you do want to have more babies?
Yeah. We'd love to have four.
Four?
I know, yeah. What? The only thing is, schools are so expensive here. So I'm like, maybe we'll have three. Definitely three, but possibly four.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are a brave woman.
You are.
I know. I'm definitely going to get a colic baby in between one of them, for sure.
Colic reflux. Yeah. God, nightmare. Vogue, an absolute pleasure to chat to you. I feel like we've covered a lot of bases.
Thank you. It's been great.
And please come back when you're pregnant again.
Yay! Next week.
Yeah. Can we have
next
cuddles?
Next month.
not yet.
No way.
All right. I want a cuddle now, please.
You can cuddle him.
So, as always, at the end of every podcast, we're going to talk about our 5 favourite products.
Yes.
So you go first, Zo.
And the number one for me, and I still use it, is the Angel Care Bath.
It's... Oh, yeah. It is amazing.
It's an absolute win to have in the house.
Yeah.
You know, really comfy for baby. It's got like a mesh kind of seating inside it. And yeah, they get to see you straight back. They're in a really nice position. It's like, it's well worth the money.
Definitely. I used ours till Axel was about 6 months.
Yeah.
So brilliant. The second one, nice muslins.
Yeah.
Baby Mori do some gorgeous ones. They make lovely gifts as well. So if you're going to baby shower or anything like that, it's a really, really lovely gift.
And you can never have enough muslins at home.
Definitely not.
Muzzy's just constantly over your shoulder,
everywhere.
Covered in sick. We also bang on about this a lot, but for us, plain white baby grows are an absolute necessity.
Yeah, you can't get better.
Yeah.
So fresh. Yeah. So, just so cute.
So cute on the teeny weeny ones. So we love the Tesco Tiny Baby if you've got a little one, or M&S do some really nice ones as well, and also Sainsbury's. Just like, don't spend money on the baby grows.
No, just go and buy like the multi-packs and they'll just last you.
Yeah.
Water wipes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They do not irritate the skin. You can use them pretty much from newborn. I still use them now, to be fair.
Yeah,
I just love them.
Buy them on Amazon as well and they'll just come in an absolute bumper
pack. Yeah, that's a really good tip. Buy them in bulk.
Yeah.
And also nappies as well. You can buy those in bulk on Amazon.
I mean, Amazon is your new best friend as a new mum.
Yeah, definitely subscribe to Amazon Prime.
And also, if you don't have a cloth hander, you can use water wipes to wipe the surface in your kitchen.
Yeah, for everything.
And on my face when I'm covered in sick again. And then also, this is a really good tip actually. We use it around our house. Buy yourself some white wicker baskets, the small ones, and they become like your changing station. And inside those, you can put your nappies, your water wipes, your Sudocrem, nappy bags, and then you can have them like, one can be under the sofa, one can be in baby's room, and one can be in your room or wherever you change baby.
Yeah,
and
I love this idea.
Yeah, then you don't have to run around the house going like, oh my God, there's poo everywhere, and
where's the nappies?
Yeah, it's a really good idea to set them up at various places. We love it. So there you go. So that is the end of the episode for this week. As always, you can rate, review and subscribe to Made by Mama's podcast. That's a really good way to kind of sharing the Made by Mama's love. And if you do like what you hear, remember you can review us as well, which we really want you to do.
Everything that we've spoken about today will be up on the Made by Mama's website, so do check it out.
And if you want to send us any messages, you can do it through my Instagram at Zoe Hardman or our at Made by Mama's Instagram. And we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.